Mark, when you look at their defense, what gives the pass rush its teeth that they have?
Well, their front, certainly. I mean, they've got some guys right across the board. You know who they are. They're very good. They're very active, explosive guys. They also use everybody. You know, they use safeties. They use their backers, obviously. They have it all, and they make you work at everything. They really do.
Coach, after the last two games, you stood up for the press and put a big part of the team not being prepared on your own shoulders. I'm wondering, have you adjusted at all how you're preparing the team now? And if you haven't, why not?
Well, what we're doing is very simple. We're focusing on the details with each and every player through our coaches to work our way through the week and get ready for the Vikings. It's really that simple.
Mark, you've got a strong relationship with Rich Gannon, who's coming in to call the game Sunday for CBS. Earlier in the week, he said that, if he was the guy, he would bench Jay Cutler. Were you familiar with those remarks made, and have you spoken to him?
I'm not.
What are your thoughts on a guy that you're close with saying that he...
I can't comment on that because I haven't talked to him or I haven't read it, so I can't use your words to answer the question, Brad.
Mark, are there specific things that you have demanded coaches change? For instance, just an example, taking the kickoff 8 yards and 9 yards deep in the end zone. Do you have a rule about that?
Everything we do, we have rules and guidelines. And They're for competitive reasons. I'm not going to answer the question directly, but we do have rules and guidelines for everything that we do.
What's the extent of Jordan Mills' injury at this point?
You know, it's day to day. It's day to day. As I said yesterday, it's muscular around the rib. That's really where he's at right now. It's day to day.
Do you guys like what you've seen from Marquise Wilson? Just
nice. He's practicing, and we're going to continue to watch him. You know, it's good to see him back out there running around and catching the football. So we'll continue to monitor that tomorrow.
Mark, you said earlier in the week that you would be looking at those three wins. What was the common thread that you saw in those wins that allowed the Bears to play all four quarters?
Well, like most games that you have success in, you're creating turnovers, you're taking care of the football, you're making explosive plays, you're making plays in special teams. And all those things are evident, and playing with high effort for four quarters.
Mark, one of your players said you've seen a little more, use the term fire from the coaching staff this week. That's probably circumstantial, but have you specifically put emphasis on that, or have you noticed yourself being?
You know, our coaches love coaching these guys, and I think that they're emotional, they're passionate, they're demanding. I think the player's perspective is what it is. That's certainly not a bad thing.
When you look at the Vikings' offense and their running game in particular, what stands out about Jerick McKinnon and also the fullback Felton?
Yeah, I mean, their quickness. I mean, Felton is an excellent blocker. He's an ideal fullback in that manner. He'll take on linebackers straight up, and there's not many guys around the league that can do that as physically as he does it. And the speed. You know, the speed and the unique speed that he does have for that position.